Basically, I just spend the morning goofing off with y'all, because that's what they pay me for.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so the Daily Dust this morning. I could have made this an entire half hour of stuff from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction that happened on Saturday night, but it was just a little too much. So the first new member inducted was Cher.
It was easier getting divorced from two men than it was to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know? So I have just been really lucky, and I have had number one for seven decades, which surprises me. Because I'm a good singer, you know? I'm a good singer. I'm not a great singer. Right. But you know what? I'll take good.
She'll take good. Zendaya praised Cher for teaching her to do the things women were not supposed to do. Ozzy Osbourne, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Kool & the Gang all officially joined the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Performers category during the 5+ hour ceremony. Yeah, I didn't watch it. All of the recipients of this year's Rock Hall of Fames, of all of them on Saturday night, Ozzy was the only one who appeared on stage sitting in an elaborate bat throne, but he did sound healthier.
Well, here we are. You know what? I can't believe I'm here myself. You know what I mean? I'd like to thank whoever voted me into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for my solo work. A great thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really thank you, thank you, thank you. And more so, My fans have been so loyal to me over the years. I cannot thank them enough.
I love that. He actually sounded much more, I don't know, lucid than normal. Anyway, Smile 2 led the box office this weekend with $23 million opening. And Pharrell Williams faced an unexpected interruption at the London screening of Piece by Piece on October 20th. Animal rights activists from PETA protested, displaying a banner criticizing Pharrell's role at Louis Vuitton.
I want to thank you all for being here tonight. Yes. God bless you.
I like his response.
It's easier getting divorced from...
Drop the torture.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Rural Missouri, we're not too concerned about the PETA protest. Alex Van Halen says Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony's Best of All Worlds tour is not doing Van Halen justice. It had Sammy Hagar involved. Come on. And Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour dates due to the death of Liam Payne. Bruce Springsteen noted that the music industry puts, quote, enormous pressures on young people. And some hot takes for you. Jennifer Lawrence is pregnant with her second child. Shirley MacLaine says she once hit on Morgan Freeman, and he said, no, thank you. And Nicolas Cage is warning young actors to protect themselves from AI. Now, do you remember Joe Exotic from Tiger King? Y'all, I should not laugh at this. It's really sad. He's been quarantined in prison due to scabies.
Tiger King 2 came out. Is anyone going to watch this? I don't know. It feels weird because, like, during the pandemic, we were all trapped in the house and it came on. Now it's like looking at text messages you sent during a breakup. I was a different person back then. I just want to move on.
Yeah, we've all broken up with Joe Exotic. And finally, I got a turd alert. So Elvira says that Ariana Grande once brought 20 guests to one of her shows. Elvira comped their tickets, took pictures, and signed autographs for all of them. Then Elvira asked Ariana for a picture, and she refused.
I don't know. I think it just all happened so quickly. And now looking back, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we thought, too, Ari. Anyway, okay, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.